going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jay. The Cleveland Browns have traded the second pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver, defensive back from Colorado.
So proud of that boy. That boy, I'm so proud of him, Jamie. Look where he's come. Did you see his dad who's on house arrest?
No. Was he just so happy?
Dad
was he
looked
crying?
Good. Yeah, I thought Dad would have a little bit more of a reaction.
Yeah.
I think I had a better reaction than his dad did. Oh. I mean, his dad was happy, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the celebration that I was expecting, you know. I mean, you've been on house arrest for months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first time out of the pad. Time to have a party,
well,
you know what I mean?
In Green Bay.
You are in Green Bay. A lot of the players were bitching about Green Bay.
I bet they were.
And I mentioned this yesterday. That's a terrible place to put the draft. I'm sorry.
But on the other hand, if it would have been in Vegas, he probably wouldn't have been able to go. The judge probably would not have let him go.
There's too many distractions right there.
That's interesting. Because I wonder if you don't know the story, Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy, best football player in America, okay, in college. And right here in Colorado, man, proud of this boy, proud of him. His dad has been on house arrest. He's on probation for 3 years. I don't know what it was, gun charges, something like that, okay? But the NFL, a judge, allowed him to go to the NFL draft. Now, he didn't get to go to the Heisman, but that was New York, but he got to go to Green Bay. And last year, the draft was in Vegas. And I'm with you. I think that if it had been Vegas this year, too many temptations for Dad.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Too much going on.
I feel like that was a very long story to say what I exactly said.
I was just trying to explain it. Just trying to explain it. That's all.
I'm like, oh, man, I need a sandwich during that one. Woo!
Man, it's all yours.
It's fine. It's just, you know, like I said, I just said it in a little petite way, right? Like I just said, like.
But it needed explanation. Oh, okay. But a lot of people don't realize that this guy is on probation for 3 years. He's in deep. Forget it. Just forget it.
But
we'll
I agree with you.
Play 14 songs in a row today.
I agree with you. I think that probably if it would have been in Vegas, he probably wouldn't have got to go.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Any city.
Except for Green Bay.
Yeah. Green Bay blows. A lot of the players were complaining about it yesterday. They had, I guess the kid that was picked number one overall.
Cam
big star.
Something.
Yeah. Cam
Ward
right? He was saying, he was using the F word. He's like, get me the F out of here. There is an F to do here. I hate this place. It's raining. The weather sucks. There's nowhere to go. I just want to get picked to go home.
You know what I feel like? I'm a follower because I'm like, yeah, Green Bay. I've never actually been there.
Neither have I.
But I keep saying it's horrible, but I've never been there.
I've been there.
You have? Is it horrible?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. Yes. Good. Because I was like, I'm following everybody, but I really don't know.
Worst cities I've ever been to. Cincinnati's one. Cincinnati's a really bad city. I think New Orleans is bad.
I do too.
New Orleans is a nasty town.
A lot of people
I
are just
it.
Fascinated by
Well, I told you Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt bought a house there. Yeah. They loved it.
I think a lot of people that really like to get drunk love it because, I mean, the bars down there are crazy and they're pretty cool. But it's a really nasty city if you think about it. And then Green Bay. Green Bay's pretty nasty, too.
I haven't been there either.
It's not exactly paradise. It's no Vegas.
No Vegas.
No Vegas.
Well, there's nothing like that.
It's not
Vegas.
Even Black Hawk.
You know, it's funny because once I go to Black Hawk, I never leave the Monarch. I wish I was one of those people that walk around, but I just get stuck there in a chair.
I thought you won your money at a different place this time.
No, Monarch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was one of the smaller places.
No, I never leave.
I told somebody that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I thought that, I was wrong, I guess, but I thought it was one of the smaller, because they were bragging about how they go up there and they love to play the smaller places.
See, I wish I was like that. And I never leave.
And I said, you know, Jamie was just up there, and I think she was at one of the smaller places and hit for a pretty good little chunk of change up there.
No, I was
but
at
you
Monarch.
Were at the Monarch yeah. the whole time.
But that's yeah. because you love Vegas, and Monarch kind of...
Feels Vegas-y.
It does.
Yeah, it feels bigger, you know, Vegas-y.
Plus, she doesn't want to walk.
And then there's that. Well, the Monarch's kind of far from everything.
It is.
Yeah.
And not only that, a little bit of an incline when you walk there, too.
That chair's so comfy.
I've gotten a little winded up there before. Just going from one to the other.
Yeah,
it's like, okay,
altitude.
I need to sit down. This is a little too much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, the Broncos yesterday, they made this choice in the NFL draft. Hello.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select... Jade Barron, DB, Texas.
I guess Jade is pretty darn good. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know anything about the kid.
But yeah, I don't
they
either.
They say he's pretty good.
I thought at first when I saw it, I thought he was from Tennessee. Because isn't he wearing orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's bird orange.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah.
He's a Texas boy. But I guess Spadil's been reading up on it. He says he's really, really good.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. He won something last year called the Jim Thorpe Award, which is given to the best defensive back in college football.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, after Shador is drafted, which we hope he is today, do you think he'll be on the bench or do you think he'll play? Because he's going to be like fourth string quarterback.
Just depends. Depends on who picks it.
Yeah.
I would say that somebody's going to pick him that at this point, he's probably going to be on the bench.
Yeah. He's going to have a mentor.
And do we think that Hunter's going to play?
Absolutely.
Right away?
Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah.
Could play both ways.
Jacksonville said that's why he was so excited that he's going there, because they're fully supporting him playing both sides.
He's going to play. Wow. He's going to play. I'd say Shador, because the teams that needed a quarterback to start have already passed on him.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, therefore, what's left is probably backing up somebody else.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I do. I know that we all say he's cocky and stuff, but he, like, they say that he's a good kid. Like, he doesn't get in trouble, and, you know, he works really hard, and he's not a drinker or smoker or anything, and he's an athlete, and I think he needs a hug.
I'm with you. It doesn't bother me that he's pompous.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that he's got the gold necklace or the whatever it is he's wearing with the diamonds, the car. He drives, the money he's got in the bank. I don't care. I mean, the kid, he's still a 21-year-old kid that wants to play football. That's all he wants to do is play football, right?
And he's kept his nose clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
well, we think.
Well,
we hope.
I think he has. I think
you never see him out partying or anything like
getting
that. Crazy.
Yeah. No,
we think.
I know. So, I mean, I feel like he needs a hug.
I wonder what made his stock go down. I read something this morning. I don't know if this is true or not. They said when he went to the NFL Combine, just, I don't know, a month ago or so, that he refused to throw the football.
Oh, really?
He refused to throw the football at... In front of the scouts.
Yeah,
the
he only threw it at Colorado's pro day. Yeah. He wouldn't do it at the actual combine thing.
He wouldn't do it there.
No.
And he refused to play in the Senior Bowl.
Right.
Because he didn't want to get hurt where you could show off your arm and, you know, your skills.
Yeah, the only thing he did was
kind of weird.
Do you think that maybe his stock fell because teams realized that they had to deal with Deion?
Like they're a package?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Like one guy, like
a pageant mom?
Yeah, exactly. Like one of those hardcore, like
I don't know.
Like my dad.
That's why a lot of people thought
hockey.
He would go to the Steelers, because they have like Mike Tomlin, and he's such an established coach that Deion Sanders wouldn't be able to just come in and like bully him around.
What were you saying?
I was just saying, like, my mom actually told my dad he could no longer go to hockey games.
Really?
Because he was that dad. He was so passionate, and he'd be like, you know, talking to the coach after the game or talking to the other parents and getting in, like, borderline fights.
Yeah.
Coaches hate that.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, when a parent can certainly influence that. I don't know if Deion did. I have no idea. Yeah. From what I understand, the NFL loves Deion Sanders, okay? So I don't know if that's the case or not, but
you know he'd get his happen. Nose in there and he'd be like,
could happen.
You made the wrong play.
He'd be having conference calls with the head coach.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Everybody's scratching their heads this morning over this Deion Sanders kid. Shador, everybody expected him to be top three pick.
Yeah,
he didn't even make the top 32.
It's crazy.
And they don't even know if he's going to get picked today.
That's why I think he needs a hug.
I feel bad for him. Come on. Somebody pick him. So, please.
This reminds me of when I was in grade school and nobody picked me for wiffle ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be that kid too, yeah, Jamie.
Up against the fence.
Yeah, you'd have, yeah, you know, Billy and Larry, yeah, picking teams, and I was always that last kid standing
too.
There. And they would all go, well, you take him.
Yeah. I wouldn't even get picked. I wouldn't even get picked. They just told me to go over there.
And the other guy, that's what they would tell me. Yeah. And the other person would say, well, it's not fair because you've got one more player. Nah, it's fair. Trust me, it's okay.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
BJ and Jamie.
Just great. So yesterday, I go pick up Frog at school, right? Catholic school.
Yeah.
We all know, right? And because of you, Jamie, I blame this on you. I really do.
All right, okay.
You know what he says to me first thing when we get to the car?
You have a tiny wiener?
Close. Very close.
Did you imagine?
Very close.
Okay, because that's all I got.
No. Hey, Dad. Boobies.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what?
Booby.
He's seven. Boobies.
Yeah.
He's seven.
Yep.
Boobies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, the commercial.
It says boobies.
It's all because of you, Jamie.
Well, you know what's funny? Actually, even the television commercial, which is Xfinity television commercial, I say it with them on the television commercial.
So it's not just me.
No, it's not just you. Yeah. It's how it's written. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So
if you don't know what we're talking about, I do a commercial for Xfinity, and I'm saying booming. In fact, I got it right here.
Okay.
Streaming, booming. Gaming, Boobies. Video calls? Boobies. I'm not saying boobies. I'm not saying boobies.
I think it's just the way it's written because on the TV commercial, I yell it out with them. And so, yeah.
You know, if you're Xfinity, you can't pay for that kind of advertising,
you really
can
can't.
You? I mean, it really does help you.
It does. Add booby to anything. Everybody right. wants to buy it.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you here, okay? And again, these type of studies come out all the time, so who knows who's right and who's wrong. But according to scientists, if you smoke and or drink, you can do one or the other, or you can do both. At what age do you start going, shoo? Downhill.
I saw this, so I can't answer. I saw the number. Right. Yeah.
But Dale, do you have any idea what age you start going downhill?
Well, just based on how I feel right now, I'm going to guess like mid-30s.
All right. Good, good guess. Uh-huh. Carson?
I'm going to go 45.
36.
Okay. Oh. 36.
You're both at it right now, so cut back.
That's when you start to feel it, when you go, wow, I can't party like this anymore.
I felt like that, and I was a part of all this, too, you know, the drinking and whatever. I feel like that it was a little bit later for me. I don't know. Maybe it was earlier and I just didn't realize it. I don't think you realize, do you?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, all of a sudden you're just like, wow, I feel like crap. I don't want to feel like this anymore.
Yeah, they say 36. That you start going the opposite direction fast.
How old are you, Schmidel?
35.
And Carson's 40.
Yeah.
40. Yeah, Carson, you're a
hill. I don't know. I feel like I can still party like I'm 21.
Well,
there's some days.
I don't know, buddy. You didn't look so good yesterday.
I know.
You certainly didn't look 21.
I was going to say, yesterday you had the shakes, so yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, you went to an abs game the night before. You got 3 hours sleep, and you trembled all morning. Usually that's a sign.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not one that, maybe you were cold. Right. I don't know. I mean, we had the air on in here. Yep. Could be.
Who knows?
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up next, Tabloid Trash.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, there's a dead wolf.
A dead wolf? Yeah, they're investigating.
Yeah. He died Sunday at Rocky Mountain National Park. They don't know why. Crazy. Hmm. Did you know this, as long as we're on wildlife talk?
What?
Well, this isn't really... Well, I don't know. Anyway, did you know if a sheep is on its back, it can't flip back over?
What?
Yeah, I knew that. He'll just back.
They suffocate.
Yeah, I know.
They suffocate. If they're on their back, if you ever see a sheep on its back, go flip it back over. It's called cast. It's called cast. I don't know why it's called cast, but they're laying in the cast position, whatever.
Jamie, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a true story.
She's right. Yeah.
A sheep.
Why?
Uh-huh. On his back. Yeah. He suffocates.
It's even called a cast sheep. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you know sheep, do you? Barnyard boy.
Yep, they can't flip back over. It's referred to as cast sheep.
So is cow tipping a real thing?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
You can knock them over.
Yeah.
Not going to do anything.
They sleep standing up, kind of. Yeah.
Kind of. What is that?
Well, sometimes they you know, they get down on the ground, but sometimes they sleep standing up. You push them over.
Anyway, I was just going to stick with sheep. It's fine.
I've always heard of cow tipping. Let's go to cow tipping.
Yeah.
But I've never done it. I didn't know if that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Or if it's just a saying. I don't know.
What are you, Farmer Brown over here?
Yeah, what the hell? You and Carson both. It's like, you can do it. Have you ever done it?
I've never done it, but I know people who have done it.
Yeah, I do know people
who have done it. You know people that have done it.
Okay, all right.
Really, both of you.
I want names.
You guys have never been near a cow in your life.
We're from Colorado.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Collins is 20 miles away.
You live on Evans. They don't have cows.
It's like a 30-minute drive.
Get the heck out of here.
I know. All of a sudden, they're acting like they go to Bud's Bar.
No.
I grew up in the country, and I have no idea if cow tipping is true.
My buddy Reed, he's from Montana. Yeah. I played junior hockey with him in Spokane. He did cow tip a lot.
Yeah, my friend Reed did it too.
Well, I don't know anybody that did it.
I'm friends with Reed too.
I don't know anybody did it, and I lost my virginity on a combine, so I smoke all of you. Really.
She wins.
So there, I had the farm equipment to prove it. All his chambers or whatever it's called. Anyway, So that's a real thing. So if you see a sheep on its back, do whatever you want, but try to flip it over or else it will die. Everybody's like, they can't turn themselves over. And somebody else said cow tipping is not real. I don't know.
I've never known anybody to do it.
I've never known anybody. Well, they have some reeds that do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a reed.
Yeah.
I don't
Reed's
know.
Reed's cool, man.
All right. Blake Lively is in the news, and people are just over her. Man, she's getting so much pushback. She was nominated as one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine. It's called Time 100. And she went there, and she made this big speech about her mom. How her mom was assaulted by a coworker. And she told this whole really long story about her mom being assaulted. And it was weird because everybody's like, Blake, you've been famous for 800 years. Why are you just now telling us this story about your mom?
To be a victim.
Exactly right.
That's it.
Exactly
That's
right.
That's the bottom line. She wants to use that to be a victim in front of all these women.
It was bizarre.
She's hoping they'll all fall on her side in this whole lawsuit thing. You see it from her side now.
Yeah, and people are not digging it. I read all the comments about it. I mean, people, it's funny because I, too, was a big fan of them. I loved Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I loved their marriage and everything. But now I can't stand them. And I'm just like, you know, coattails person. But she just seemed so pompous last night at this thing. And just telling this long story. And even her mom, during her telling this really long-ass story, leaned over to what's his name, her husband, and just started talking to him. She was even bored with it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then Megyn Kelly went nuts about it. Megyn Kelly was part of the Top 100. And she said to the Daily Mail, quote, she shouldn't be here.
It's kind of a strong statement, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she should be a top 100. I think it'd be hard to come up with 100 influential people. If you had to sit down and make a list.
Yeah.
Male or female. It doesn't matter.
She said, I think that Blake, this is Megyn Kelly. I think Blake has launched a fake Me Too allegation against Justin, and she's lived to regret it because virtually every single allegation she's made has fallen apart. So for her to be honored for doing that, to try to ruin a man over absolutely nothing, is a scandal. Okay, Megyn Kelly.
Seems to be a lot going on here with this whole lawsuit, the $400 million, that a lot of smoke and no fire.
Yeah, we're all just waiting for the fire.
Yeah, it's like, where's the proof that this guy really, really did go over the line that's worth $400 million?
Exactly.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
And then you guys, so they're on the red carpet. This is the most disturbing part. They're on the red carpet, her and Ryan Reynolds. And she is like all over him. It is so uncomfortable. She's like overdoing it. And people are talking about how she's overacting like, oh my God, Ryan, oh my God. And she's like holding on to him. And like, and he is like looking at her like, what are you doing?
He's even uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
You've never done this.
You've never acted like this. We have like 8 kids together and we've been married for a long time and you're just going over the top. It's like she's terrified he's going to leave her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and he's like, ugh, what are you doing? And she's like a dingleberry on him. Ugh, it's really bad. Anyway, that's just what I saw. Brandi Glanville.
You don't like her, do you?
I don't like her. I don't like her at all. Because I think she's
I just want to get that out there.
I think she's full of crap with this
guy. I don't
guy.
Like her either. Okay, I'm with you.
Everything I've seen.
So I don't like her.
She did try to ruin this guy's career.
I agree.
And he didn't sexually assault her or do anything to her.
No, he just stood up for himself. And all the past interviews that are coming out about her, like, strong-arming other producers and directors.
We've seen no proof that he did anything wrong, okay? If you've got proof, lay it out there for us.
And she's the one that didn't go to the intimate coordinator. So when you're on a movie set and you have a sex scene, they bring this like intimacy or whatever they call it coordinator who goes over, makes sure everybody's comfortable with it. And like, here's how you move this arm and do this thing. And
yeah, I just hired one. He's supposed to be at the house this weekend.
That's a sex therapist.
Sorry. Hey, Beach, put your arm over here.
Yeah.
Hey, you see that right leg? You got to move that, man. You got to move it.
And so she didn't even go to it. She said that she didn't need to see that person.
Hmm.
So that's on her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? So whatever.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. But I like Ryan still.
Me too.
I like him. I like Ryan. Ryan seems like a nice guy.
And I like this Justin Baldoni, Donny Bodie.
Me too. Except for he's like
Balboni.
Yeah, Justin Baldoni. Boney Donny.
Bodie Donny. I like Justin Bodie Doty.
Now you've screwed this name up for me for the rest of my life. Bony Doney.
Oh, Bony Doney. Yeah, Justin.
Anyway, but he's like Lady Gaga. Sometimes he's very hot, and sometimes he's really not.
Who, Bony Doney?
Bony Doney. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Sometimes you're like, damn, he's a looker. And then sometimes you're like, oof, that's a bad day.
Really?
Yeah, just like, you know, how Lady Gaga is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we look at Lady Gaga, we're like, damn.
Yeah.
You guys get it. All right, Brandi Glanville. She was rushed to a hospital. Have you seen what's going on with Brandi Glanville?
No.
Thank you for answering, because nobody else apparently
I have not. I knew that she had some type of... I've seen her picture. She doesn't look good. I know that.
Yeah, the picture's so crazy. She has, like, facial parasites, right?
Yep, yeah. She sure does.
Way to come in there, Spadil.
Yeah.
He read the article, too.
Yeah. I can tell.
Because he has no idea who she really is.
He doesn't know.
I know.
She's a real housewife, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's standing by it.
Oh, my goodness.
What do we do with
it? I don't know. I don't know. Yes, that's who she is.
Yeah, anyway, she was rushed to the hospital. She said she couldn't move her head or neck for hours, and she was, like, paralyzed from the boobs up.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
What's going on with her?
They can't figure it out. They really haven't even said it's parasites. They're guessing it's parasites, but they can't figure out what's wrong
with her. Why does she look so bad? It can't be just that. Because, I mean, she looks awful.
She does look awful. I don't know what's taking
her. Has she got some other disease or something?
They literally cannot figure. She's gone to every specialist on the planet.
Wasn't she a really nice-looking lady at one time?
She was beautiful, yeah.
And now she just looks
hard.
She's aged 25 years.
Well, and she had too much plastic surgery done, too.
It's collapsing on her.
I feel like it might be.
Oh.
I think you're right. That's what it's starting to look like.
Yeah.
If that could be a part of the paralysis, too, right?
Yeah. I mean,
they hit a nerve.
Something happened.
Oof. I don't know either.
I feel bad for her. Well, she's kind of a bitch, so I don't.
I do.
Nobody,
you like her or you don't like her?
I don't like her, but nobody deserves this.
You're
right.
Okay. Nobody deserves that.
So let me say that I do feel bad for her face.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a good face.
No, I mean, it's sad, you know, because, I mean, she was beautiful, and that's just,
yeah,
even if
she's
a bitch, nobody deserves that. That's awful. That's absolutely awful. All right, somebody made a bomb threat at Morgan Wallen's bar.
Huh?
I don't know.
That's a weird story.
Shannon Sharp, I guess you guys here in Denver, BJ was telling me it was here in Denver. I didn't even know that. He was accused in the past of doing bad things to some girl here.
Back when he was playing, he met this girl in the locker room. She covered it for CBS. I don't know if it was Local 4. It probably had to be. I don't think CBS Network would have somebody here. They probably went through Channel 4. She worked for them. She met him through the locker room, him playing football. They soon got together, and then things went south.
He allegedly choked a female production assistant. Also, when he hosted FS1's Undisputed, the outlet claimed that they spoke with two sources with knowledge of the incident. One of them alleged Sharp reached an undisclosed settlement with that person. So he is done.
Now, the scene here in Denver with that lady, she filed a lawsuit later on in 2010. He then came back and said, "I will ruin you. Get away from me." And it scared her, and she went away.
Yeah, she dropped. She had a restraining order against him, and she dropped it because she was so scared for her and her child. That's what it said.
This guy's done, man.
He is done.
He may come back in about 10 years. I don't know, but for right now, nobody's going to touch Shannon Sharp.
Well, what they were talking about is, what is this guy doing? Like, he's 54 years old when he met her. She was 19. He's 54, and they said it was just a relationship based on sex only. That they never went out to dinner. They never went anywhere. It was just,
what's wrong with that?
Listen, we've all been in those relationships.
I mean, you don't have to buy dinner.
Right?
I mean, who knows? I mean, she might eat a lot.
No, you just
cost you a ton.
Got to get a free hotel at the Monarch. That's all you got to do.
No, girl like that, you don't go to Monarch.
Okay.
No, you're down at Charlie J's Casino down there. Get a back room.
Dolly's or whatever it's called.
Yeah, get one of those rooms they used to use for poker.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, 54, she's 19. She's just out of high school.
Yeah,
what does a 54-year-old man see in a high school student?
A lot.
Ew.
He did. He saw a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking for him.
I know.
Not me.
Did you see all the things they were into?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll just put this over here.
I mean, he was 54. He had plenty of time to get into those things. She's only 19.
I know.
Where'd she get that experience?
God, I never even heard of any of that stuff at 19.
I mean, after a period of time, you know, some of that stuff might grow on you.
You roll into it, yeah.
You roll into it, right, Jamie?
Yeah, like 23,
but you start
maybe.
Off with the basics, man. It's like, you know, 101 when you get to college.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to warm your feet up. But not her, man. At 19, woo!
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, at 19, I hadn't heard of any of that stuff.
Me either.
Yeah, so... Good for her, I guess.
At 19, I hadn't even had a date.
Schmidel either.
Me and you, Schmidel. I mean, you never had a date. Yeah.
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 God,
it's okay to admit it now. It's 20 years ago, dude.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good. Nobody's going to judge you.
VJ's comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Nobody judges you. I think. I hope.
It makes you non-yucky.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly was not a Shannon Sharp.
Well, I don't know. Lisa's pretty young.
Yeah, but some of those things, they're doing.
Oh, you mean like that? Yeah.
Remember, I got that guy coming over this weekend. Show me where put my arm.
And then if you haven't heard, poor Shador. I feel bad for him. They're roasting him on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, too. It's not fair.
You guys were right. He did actually in his house in Texas or wherever he was. He made a room, a legendary room, because that's his brand. He made this legendary draft room, and it was all about the draft. And he had all his jewels laid out, and it says legendary everywhere. And they said that is a moment. I mean, people are roasting him like, you know what? That's karma. Like, you did that to yourself. And
they were roasting him on his live stream, too, like, because he was streaming while he was there watching the draft. And they're just like, why aren't you drafted yet? Why aren't you drafted yet? Yeah,
God.
It was not good.
That's so sad.
There were a couple of those picks, too, that when it came to those teams, you just knew they were going to take Shador. You knew they were. You know, I mean, they were on the clock just waiting. You could tell that Dion, and they were just... Then they chose some Yahoo out of Boise State.
I mean, it's just so weird to like sit there in your legendary room and there's one after another. Like, you gotta be going like, I gotta be next, right?
He was freaking out.
Oh God.
And especially with all the comments, because you know his boys were like looking at the computer like, this is
like we
bad.
Should turn off comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a bad day. But BJ is confident that he's going today.
He'll go today.
He's going today.
He's
going
to go today.
I follow Columbus because his sister is my friend. Anyway, so I follow him, and he is furious that we picked a corner.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't understand what he was saying.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
so,
I don't either.
So
he's like, are you kidding? A corner? Why did we get a corner? Blah, blah, blah.
I feel like we do have a pretty good defense already.
I don't. And he just said something about four. We could add four more picks for.
I think the Broncos wanted that running back out of BYU or wherever he's at.
Yeah, Ashton GT.
Boise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They wanted that guy, but
the Raiders got him.
He got picked before us to the Raiders, so we lost that one. So this was, I think, kind of a backup.
And then the other guy that they were looking at, the running back, his name was Omarion Hampton. The Chargers got him, so now the Broncos have to play both of those guys two times a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got a corner.
Yeah.
We got a corner.
We got a corner.
He did win the best corner in college football last year, though.
But he's still a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do better than a corner,
we should have drafted,
I think.
Like a kicker or something.
We don't need no kicker.
We don't need a kicker.
A corner. Man, that's corner. That kind of stinks as a position.
It does.
Where are you? Corner.
Corner.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That's a good report.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really solid.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.